Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 71 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
Recreational activities in Laughlin will open to Moorhead residents.
A STEM camp in Prestonsburg is encouraging women in science.
Floyd County schools are expanding their summer reading program.
The Lewis County Fiscal Court was awarded $300,000.
In sports, Moorhead State University's baseball team had two players selected in the Major League Draft.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight, showers mainly before 1 a.m. with a low around 59. Chance of precipitation is 80%. Thursday, a 50% chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 66. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with low around 48. Friday, sunny with a high near 73. Friday night, partly cloudy with low around 54. Saturday, a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 81.
The new director of Moorhead's Parks and Recreation Department says it shouldn't be much longer until recreational activities in the Laughlin Health Building are in full swing. Matt Hamilton made the comments during the most recent meeting of the Moorhead City Council. He says they are waiting on a few more installations, but as of right now, he's expecting a July move-in date.
We are currently waiting on phone and data. Once we accomplish that, we will be able to move our offices in there. We have offices ready to move in for program staff, director. We have an office in the lobby that is ready to be moved into. All we're waiting on is the technical things, such as data and phone. And then once we can staff it in July, we will be open at full capacity.
Once open, Laughlin will feature basketball courts, volleyball, batting cages, and party rooms, among other activities.
The director of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated says the city's Independence Day festivities are shaping up well. Freedom Fest is set for July 3rd in downtown Moorhead, and Tony Pence says things are looking pretty packed. He spoke about the event during Moorhead's most recent city council meeting.
As of right now, I anticipate around 18 to 20 food and beverage vendors. I've got 13, I think, now, paid. We'll expect around 20 non-food vendors, and they'll be on Main Street in the Squally's to the Fuzzy Duck area. Ben Castle, Detective Castle, and Aaron Lewis are heading up the car show.
Festivities are set to get underway July 3rd at 4 p.m. in downtown Moorhead. For more information, you can view the Freedom Fest event page on Facebook.
Residents within the Martin County Water District can expect another rate increase in the near future. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
Officials with the Public Service Commission have required the Water District to hire a new management company, and many fear this will cost customers too much money. WYMT reports, when the new company takes over, a rate increase could be implemented in addition to the current water rate, increasing it by 44% overall. In a meeting held last week, several customers sent a letter to the PSC with the purpose of asking for a smaller increase and a single manager rather than an entirely new company. According to the PSC, one company interested in taking over the department is Alliance Water Resources Incorporated, who currently partners with communities in Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, and Iowa. It is unknown at this time when this possible rate increase may take effect, or if AWR will take over management of the water district. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The Verizon Innovative Learning STEM Camp for Girls started on Monday in Prestonsburg. The three-week camp for middle school students is a part of a nationwide effort to get more females involved in science, technology, engineering, and math. WSAZ reports participants spend their days at the Big Sandy Community and Technical College in Prestonsburg. Camp Director Tracy Tackett says she wants to see more women in STEM fields and that the camp puts the girls on track towards STEM careers.
Floyd County schools are expanding their summer feeding program by bringing it to the streets. During the summer, some students may not have access to the types of meals available to them during the school year. The program has added two additional vehicles, expanding their routes from one to three. Superintendent Danny Adkins spoke with WSAZ. He says this program's needed all across the country.
It would blow your mind to know how many students the best meals they have are when school are in.
Adkins said the program's exact reach will not be obvious until the numbers start coming in, but this summer he expects the district to feed hundreds of students.
The DV8 Kitchen in Lexington is teaching others how to hire and train people in recovery. The two-day event, called Soulful Enterprise, began yesterday and teaches businesses how to employ people who may not have a record of successful employment and also teaches valuable leadership skills. Restaurant owner Rob Perez says he hopes to lessen the stigma of hiring second-chance workers.
And we realize that what we really probably need to work on is convincing the general public and every business to hire one person that's in second chance employment position, because there's a demand problem. We kind of need to work on the demand and change the way people think about hiring people that are in recovery.
Research indicates people in recovery face many barriers to employment, and inability to get a job is a major factor leading to relapse. Last year, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell introduced the Career Act, which aims to help people in recovery living in states hit hard by the opioid epidemic find and maintain employment.
A Pike County Community Center has officially been renamed. Mountaintop Media reports the East Kentucky Expo Center in Pikeville is now the Appalachian Wireless Arena. Banners displayed the new name at an announcement event last Monday. In addition to the building's name change, a new corporate sponsor was announced for the box office. Paul Bowles is the general manager of the facility. He says the name change will help advertise the arena by giving it a more modern touch.
The boring old names of venues are gone, you know, the Civic Centers, the Expo Center. So when you say that name, it does spark a little interest with the promoter of there's something going on there they need to know more about. They think, okay, the community has invested in the building. The corporate partners have invested in the building. We should invest in it as well and bring our events there.
The arena was first constructed in 2005 for the sake of promoting the hosting of public and private community events.
More than $355,000 in discretionary funds were awarded to the Lewis County Fiscal Court on Monday. The funds will go to resurfacing work on 8 miles of roadway overall, focusing on 5 different county roads. The work will address Old Trace Creek, Rock Run, Manly Hollow, Fly Branch, and McDowell Creek. Natore Gibanu is the executive director of the Office of Public Affairs for the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. She says the roads were in desperate need of repair.
Well, the roads that we're funding are roads that the judge executive had requested funds for. Our engineers come out and evaluate the roads, and these roads were ranking in very poor condition. And so these funds will really help revitalize the road conditions for travelers.
A start date for the project has not yet been set.
The Centers for Disease Control numbers show that the United States has hit a 27-year high in measles cases this year. WYMT reports multiple people in the state have tested positive for the disease, and health officials say there are other preventable diseases that are appearing as well. Scott Lockard is the public health director with the Kentucky River District Health Department. He says people are becoming complacent about vaccines in the area.
We have the greatest technology that available to date in these vaccines that we're taking. You know, we're seeing right now an outbreak of measles. A lot of these diseases we have not seen in so long.
Regulations require health professionals to report some diseases to the local health departments. Find a list of preventable diseases at krdhd.org.
The Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services has set up a new website for transition-age youth in the foster care system. The Cabinet says the new website is part of a rebranding project for the state's independent living program for youths in the system. The web-based portal kyrise.ky.gov will be accessible to the public beginning June 24th. It is called Kentucky Rise, which stands for Resources for Independence, Success, and Empowerment. It will contain a link for foster youth to complete an application and receive vital records like a birth certificate. The portal will also have a link to a summer employment initiative. More than 80 employers with various opportunities have signed on for this year's program.
Police are looking for a suspect in a Lexington shooting that happened late Tuesday night in the Eastland Parkway neighborhood off Jennifer Road. Police told WKYT they were called to the area after someone reported a man with a handgun in a parking lot. When they arrived, they found a man with a gunshot wound to the neck. He was taken to the hospital with potentially life-threatening injuries. Police say they found one shell casing on the ground and are talking to witnesses. An investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information can call the Lexington Police at 859-258-3600. Taking a look at sports this afternoon, two members of Morehead State University's baseball team have been selected in the MLB draft. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
Redshirt junior left-handed pitcher Dalton Stambaugh and redshirt sophomore right-handed pitcher Alex Garbrick both heard their names called during the draft last week. Stambaugh, a Fredericktown, Ohio native, was a first-team All-Ohio Valley Conference pick this season and was chosen by the Baltimore Orioles organization as the first pick of the 30th round. He's the first ever Morehead State player to be selected by the Orioles. Garbrick was selected by the Yankees in the 40th round. He set out the 2018 season as a medical redshirt, but returned this year to help the Eagles win a school record 40 games. He finished with 69 strikeouts in just 58 innings. This is the fifth straight season that head coach Mike McGuire's program has had at least one player chosen in the draft. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Morehead, Rowan County, and Morehead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell for a second day today, pressured by declines in tech and bank shares, pausing a sharp rally to start off June. And at the close, the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 43.68 at 26,004.83. The S&P 500 was down 5.88 at 2879.84, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 29.85 at 7792.72. Tech shares were dragged down mainly by chip stocks as the VanEck Vectors semiconductor ETF dropped 2.2%, and among your chip stocks, Lam Research itself lost over 5%, and Applied Materials, KLA, Tencor, and Teradyne also fell sharply. Semiconductor stocks were pressured after an analyst said a recovery in the space will likely be pushed back to the second half of 2020. Facebook shares dropped 1.7% after a report that the company, or I should say after a Wall Street Journal report, showed the company uncovered emails linking CEO Mark Zuckerberg to the company's privacy practices. Still, the major indices are all up more than 4% for the month, rebounding from a sharp sell-off in May amid improvements in U.S.-Mexico trade worries and expectations for looser monetary policy. And as investors try to figure the Federal Reserve's next move, certainly most market watchers think that the Fed's next move will be to lower interest rates. Market expectations for lower rates by July now stand at 85%, according to the CME Group. And today in economic news, U.S. consumer prices rose just 0.1%, which matched estimates going into this report being released. And core inflation, which strips out the volatile components like food and energy prices, also rose 0.1%. And these muted inflation numbers follow weaker than forecast employment and manufacturing data released last week. And all of this news led to a poor performance among bank stocks, as bank shares tend to fall when Treasury yields fall. Citigroup dropped 1.6%, while J.P. Morgan and Bank of America slid 1.3% and 1% respectively. And as mentioned, interest rates down today, the benchmark 10-year yield closed at 2.12%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 4.17% at $51.05 a barrel. Gold was up 0.4% at $1,336.80 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was U.S. Bancorp down 50 cents at $52.68, Lowe's down 4 cents at $96.31, Marathon Petroleum down 81 cents at $46.96, PPL Energy up 55 cents at $31.16, and CSX was down 37 cents to finish at $78.23. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Keneally Roberts.
And I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.